Oh, hi there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And seeing as we're drawing closer and closer to Halloween, you should expect to see more of me. And Billy, of course. And I would like to point out a lost art in the creepypasta world. See, I believe that these stories that you're about to hear tonight are going to be some of the finest amongst the cesspool of shit that is the creepypasta genre. So, if you would indulge me for this video, enjoy tonight's creepypastas.
Hey, my name is Christopher Williams. I'm a big fan of Rouge the Bat. I and I about to make Rouge call her Dark Rouge EXE. I made by Gmod. I find a perfect picture to create. I got scared of her. Right now, in way she eat people in shock. People blood out. She white in Gary old picture, and her sister is White Rouge. She a powerful lady. She hurt people. I kill to her line is, I am Dark Rouge and I go take your heart out and white one. I am White Rouge. I will suck your soul out, she found. Knuckles in Knuckles. Turn head and she got a creepy smile her face in her sister too. Thenny about are powerful of true darkness. I think I made her in Gmod in my computer. Start bringing picture of Rouge EXE. The one is Smy Rose. Head cut off by Dark Rouge. And two was Amy Rose, was walking with Sally Acorn, and they saw Dark Rouge and White Rouge, and they start walking to them, and Amy and Sally run and screaming loud. They stop. Running, they saw Sonic EXE, and I said, Sonic, what he doing there? And he said to them, you're too slow, and you cannot escape from them in Dark Rouge and White Rouge. Attacking them and eat them to in Sonic laughing, I said, go by Amy and Sally start laughing again. So me, I got so scarce now. They kill Amy and Sally. They are good people, I said. Why? Start crying and I tear off my computer. I see dark and white outside my windows and they start a creepy smile and bleed teeth and bloody patch black eyes. One Dark Rouge eye is pitch black and red. They bout disappearing and I don't believe it. I never stare. Make in horror stuff no more. I start dreaming about them. He is dark black and I was in there with Sonic and two sister and they said, we are God now and we are going to eat you. And creepy Ben drowned behind me. I said, Ben, what are you doing here? They all eat me. I wark up. I tur saw a Dark Rouge in my bed. Never she her.
And her sister. Again.
One day, James was walking through a field when a mosquito landed on his arm and started to suck his blood. James got mad that his blood was being stolen by a mosquito,
so he killed it.
The mosquito's family got mad and flew out of their lair and they attacked James. James screamed and ran home, but the mosquitoes chased him. James ran inside of his room and he saw his sister playing with his toys. He got mad and started to yell at her when the mosquitoes broke through his window and ate his sister alive. James cheered, but remembered that mosquitoes were after him, and he screamed. Running downstairs, his mom caught up to crying James. Mosquitoes are chasing me, he cried. No. Mosquitoes will hurt my son, the mom screamed, turning to this incredible Hulk and started to punch the mosquitoes, who started to cry, and then they ate the mom alive. Mom! James cried. The mosquitoes then flew over to James. But then Jeff the Killer ran into the house with a knife. I'll save you, James, he chanted, starting to cut up the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes died. And instead of thanking Jeff the Killer, James got scared of him, and he shot him to death with a shotgun. James then regretted killing Jeff the Killer. And he got sad that he did.
And then he shot himself. And he died.
I have no eyes. If you don't copy and paste this to 20 places within an hour, you will suffer my curse. You will wake up, and I will be in your bed. I will have a knife. Then I will disappear. You will then have my seventh day curse. Day one, while you lie asleep, I will hide your socks throughout your house. When you go to find them, they will be hidden even better by me. Day two, me and the heroine will go into your kitchen while you're not in your house and make really big mess of your pots and pans and utensils. Day three, I will leave all your food out and it will spoil and you will be hungry or pay a lot of money. Day four, I will hide under your bed and try to tell knock-knock jokes while you try to fall asleep. If you fall asleep, I will wake you up. Day five, me and 100 ghoulish, horrific ghosts will fly around your room in a massive vortex and steal your soul, subjecting you to unending horror. Day six, I will jump out of a hallway and scare you. Day seven, I will hit you on the head with a book really hard. Okay. Hurry. Go copy and paste.
Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And I just wanted to give a big thanks to everybody who is involved in making these crappy pasta and Sonic the Hedgehog OCs, as well as all that MS Paint artwork that you got a chance to see during the video. This video was a lot of fun to put together, and I really wanted to do more crappy pastas, but I wanted to have a better time to be able to show them all off. So this was a great video to do, and I hope you guys are going to have a wonderful Halloween this year. The 13-day Halloween countdown, and myself, Billy, and Vincent Vinicop will be back October 18th. Not just that, but I can tell you guys that there is a very special update about the 13-day countdown. It's going to be featuring stories from the book Dark Places, Evil Faces. It's edited by Mark Lumby, and the book goes to a wonderful cause. There'll be a link to that book in this video, as well as every one of the videos in the 13-day countdown, and all the proceeds from that book are going to the Macmillan Cancer Support. So, this Halloween, it's going to be scary, it's going to be fun, and it's all for a great cause. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you want to help support the channel, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta.